The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Pointing you home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Well, good morning, DMV. Fun fact, on this day, September 8th, 48 years ago, John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts opened in Washington, D.C. I think it'd be great to celebrate this historical event together with your families and friends by watching the theater play that will be held in the hall today, called Dear Evan Hansen. Dear Evan Hansen, you're back where you belong. Peter Marks wrote about this in the Washington Post. It's been almost exactly 4 years since Evan Hansen, Dear Evan Hansen, celebrated its official birth at Arena Stage. And who knew then the triumphs it would rack up on its way back to the nation's capital, having been showered with Tonys and set in motion major careers stars Ben Platt, Rachel Bay Jones, songwriters Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, and playwright Stephen Levinson. The show returns to Washington in a sold-out five-week run at the Kennedy Center. The touring version, directed like the original Broadway incarnation by Michael Grief, upholds the exemplary standards established by the musical at Arena back in the summer of 2015. Which is to say, the music and the script still fuse marvelously in the account of the big lie in which introverted Evan Hansen envelops himself and the vulnerable people around him. So check it out at the Kennedy Center. I tell you, I love going to the Kennedy Center, and I love just, maybe it's just because I grew up there. I grew up going to the Kennedy Center. In fact, when I graduated high school, we had our graduation at the Kennedy Center. And it was back in 1977 up in the Terrace Theater that I saw a man perform the Book of Mark from memorization. And it was so impactful. I was 13 years of age at the time. It impacted me. He just stood up and spoke the entire Book of Mark. It was resounding. It was incredible because it brought the Bible alive in a way that I had never seen before. And it was something that was so implanted into my conscience that I wanted to do something like that later. I ended up memorizing the Book of James and performing that at churches locally. And then the Book of Ruth, which I performed, just spoken Book of Ruth at the National Cathedral and other places. And then went on to do the Book of Colossians as well. I ultimately decided that I did not want to be an actor full time, but instead, although I got my degree in acting from the University of Maryland, I decided ultimately I enjoyed economics, enjoyed sales, and I really wanted to have stability in my life. Thank God I chose real estate. 32 years later, about 3,000 homes sold. Have a radio show here now 15 years, almost 16 years, about to start. In fact, next Sunday marks the start of my 16th year on WMAL. So thanks for listening. Really appreciate you are there with me on Sundays to listen to the show. Anyway, a little bit about the Kennedy Center, its influence on me. And I encourage you to get down there. Maybe you can get a ticket for the show. Apparently, it's very worthwhile. Dear Evan Hansen plays at the Kennedy Center. So Montgomery County is leading an uptick in closings. Now, that is closings on home sales. Montgomery County has kind of laggard behind Fairfax County for a few years, but we've seen an uptick in Montgomery County, primarily because I think prices in Montgomery County didn't move as much as Fairfax County. So the relative value of that has enticed folks to come to Montgomery. I think there's a lot of development that's going on in Montgomery County, a lot of natural seasoning, much the way that when you are basting something, getting ready to cook it, there's a seasoning process that takes time. So it happens in real estate. When new construction comes up, people then get used to new commercial venues. Then they want to live near those venues, and that drives the market. Around metro stations, for instance, would be a good example. So Montgomery County's leading, but I think there's more to come. I certainly think the interest rate environment is so attractive. In fact, just to give you some perspective, last year in November, if you had borrowed money last November at 5%, and today you can borrow that for about 3.375%, you can purchase $69,000 more in a property today with the same income that you could have just last November. $69,000 equals about $350 in a monthly payment, okay? So you can either save that $350 by borrowing the same amount of money that you were last November, but you'd have that much less payment going out of your pocket. So you could use that $350 to kill other debt or kill your mortgage faster, or you could borrow more money if you wanted to. Because if your affordability is capped, you're now able to afford more simply because the cost of money is lower. Make sense? The Washington Monument's going to reopen to the public on September 19th. As you may recall, there have been some challenges with the monument as a result of the earthquake that we had. And it's, you know, it's been kind of in a process here of just getting back to a point where it's stable. And we're grateful for all the hard work. And, you know, this is our tax dollars at work, folks. This is where tax dollars are helpful. We want all of our monuments to be preserved and available to I think this is a good thing, and the Washington Monument's going to open back up. I remember as a kid climbing the stairs all the way to the top, because at that time you were allowed to do that. I don't think you can do that any longer. I think you have to take the elevator up, and it's, you know, you get up there and it's got a small window that you can look out from there, and it's kind of cool, but it's not like in St. Louis, when you're up in the giant arch in St. Louis, where you literally can look out of giant windows down below you, so you really feel like you could just fall off, which is a pretty dramatic and exciting feeling, because you know inside you can't actually fall, but so you're not worried about it, but you do get that sensation, which, you know, for some of you may not be preferred. So maybe the Washington Monument is the preferable venue for heights, because there's such a small window, there's no way, I mean, zero way for you to get out of it. The only person who could get in that window is probably Spider-Man.
Take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance on me. I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Hey, remember, today's the 41st annual Adams Morgan Day. This is D.C.'s longest-running neighborhood festival, and it returns today. It's a free festival. It's going to shut down 18th Street Northwest between Columbia Road and California Street Northwest to accommodate music, vendors, activities, and other entertainment from 12 to 6 p.m. Highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. Entertainment stages will be set up with lots of fun things to see. If you've never been, take a chance and go see Adams Morgan Day. In fact, if you don't even know what Adams Morgan is, you know, for a long time, I didn't even know what Adams Morgan was. But it has grown and developed over the last 15 years, and it's a delightful location. I like interesting stories as much as you do, but this is one I don't like, but I still need to share it with you. Charles County in Maryland, there's a landlord. He's been ordered to pay a $10,000 fine and serve 3 years of probation after authorities said that he illegally hooked up sewage pipes that contaminated the property's drinking water with E. coli. Just a 4-unit rental property in Marbury, but, you know, keep an eye, folks, keep an eye. You know, you're going into a partnership when you rent from a landlord, and I think in most cases you're never going to experience what I just told you, that somebody would mix water you drink with sewage water. I mean, that's just not likely to happen. But it's good to look around at the property that you're going in to rent. Realize this, once you've signed your lease and you've made your commitment, you can make amends to your contract as long as you give notice of what the problem is and the seller, or the landlord in this case, actually resolves to take care of the issue. If it's a hazard, they have to do it. In this case, obviously, they have to do it. But you may discover there are electrical issues. Remember, these are the major ones: electrical, heating and cooling, and plumbing. Okay, those are your three major areas when you're renting. You want to make sure you flush all the toilets in the property. You're thinking about make sure that everything operates, that there are no leaks, because you're going to be responsible for fixing those sometimes if you have an unresponsive landlord. Check the electrical. Look at the electrical meter outside. Make sure the wires aren't frayed. Make sure there's no danger. So just take a few minutes, just the way that a buyer would when they're doing a home inspection. You know, you don't have to get that detailed because you're not going to own the property, but take the time to investigate. Okay, just trying to protect you. For more information on how to buy and how to sell real estate, don't forget, check us out at ericstewartgroup.com. And our show here every Sunday is on Spotify. Just search Eric Stewart Shows on Spotify. Well, it's that time. Stuart Rosenthal joins me. That special music, it's kind of like Jaws.
Thank you, Eric.
Or maybe it's Darth Vader's theme.
Taking a bite out of your time here, I guess.
Yeah. You can tell we're good friends. So, no, seriously, it's like, you know, it's like a parade when you come in.
Thank you.
Before
it passes us by, we should get some talking in here.
We should probably get some talking. So tell us, what do you got for from the Beacon newspaper?
In the September issue, we have an interesting story about how they believe now that your eye doctor, with a special tool, a non-invasive tool, may be able to get an early sign of things going on in your brain. I mean, they've mentioned this in other kind of contexts before, but now they think with Alzheimer's, the very tiny capillary blood vessels in the back of the retina, which, of course, connects right into the brain through the optic nerve, that section can really show what's going on in the brain, because they seem to find that those with mild cognitive impairment or Alzheimer's have a much thinner layer of those blood vessels than people who are healthy. So if they can really come up with a way of diagnosing people through this, they might be able to get early notice of people who are having problems. And then when you're testing new drugs on this, you can see if they're having an effect or not.
Fantastic. Read about it in the Beacon newspapers at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thank you, Stuart. Good to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back with more of the Eric Stuart Show, pointing you home, right after this.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stuart.
Hey, welcome back. This is Eric Stuart, the host of the Eric Stuart Show here on WMAL. We're on from 8 to 8:30 every Sunday, and as a part of our show change for this week and going forward, we'll cover Senior Solutions as pieces of the Point You Home show. And so you can listen to us here every Sunday, but like hundreds and hundreds of you all also like to take me on the road with you, guess what? You can. It doesn't cost you a penny. You can go to Spotify, which is an app, download it to your phone, and then listen, search Eric Stuart Show, and you'll find our shows and can listen to previous shows and future shows as you so please whenever you'd like, whether you're out for a jog, or whether you're working in the garage, or whether you're just on a trip driving down the road and you want to catch up with what's going on in the real estate market in the D.C. metro area, and possibly and occasionally nationally. So Seniors Solutions is the name of our team, the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stuart Group of Long & Foster. I've been a real estate agent now 32 years, about 3,000 homes sold, 140 homes, I think, so far this year. Grateful for the opportunity and the privilege that I have to be here on the show and then be able to share my insight from my experience. And we sell in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia and have offices in all three locations. So if you're getting ready to sell, thinking about buying or selling real estate, and you'd like to know how to approach that process, we have two important free guides for you to download, and they can be downloaded at our website, ericstuartgroup.com. The first is called the Market Ready Guide. Many of you know of it. It's the single best guide on how to prepare your home, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and so on. The other is called the Right Sizing Guide, which will guide you through the process of evaluating what it is you have and how do you get rid of it, how do you keep memories without keeping the item, and how do you handle the process of deciding whether to move or not to move as you're getting older. And deciding whether the steps are manageable, what are your options, these kinds of things. Free guides at ericstuartgroup.com. Plus, you can sign up for our blog there where I consistently write pretty much every week on some topic having to do with real estate and bring insight that I bring here on the show, but I bring it in written form as well. So go to ericstuartgroup.com to download that. And if you're listening and you do not do internet, don't worry. We will help you out. We'll send you a free copy of either or both guides at no cost to you. There's absolutely zero cost. You simply call toll-free 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. And just leave a message with your name and your address, telephone number, and email if you don't mind. And we'll send that out to you. And there's no cost, no postage. Really, it's my gift to you. So just give us a call today. Again, that number is 800-900-9104. Hey, our senior citizens got hit very hard during the financial crisis, but right now they're actually experiencing the highest amount of debt that has ever been recorded. So Americans in their 60s held $2.16 trillion in debt during the second quarter of 2019, which is just short of the record $2.17 trillion that they had during the first quarter. So apparently, you know, a certain amount was paid off, not much, but a little bit. So this is significantly more than the $1.47 trillion that they had during the second quarter of 2008, shortly after the Great Recession began. Let me repeat these numbers so you get a perspective. Our seniors, those who are in their 60s, owed $1.47 trillion in debt, which was a lot of debt in 2008. The second quarter of this year, it is up by $2.16 trillion total. So that is roughly a 50% increase in the overall debt. And those who are 70 and older are in double the household debt collectively now than they were during the financial crisis in the late 2000s. $1.16 trillion versus $50.54 trillion 11 years ago. So why is that happening? Why do you think this is happening? Why do you think that more older Americans are in debt? So if you think of it, there's two swords on this that I think have really caused a problem. Because so many homeowners borrowed money, went into debt, and then they had a job and they had assets. During the 2008 crisis, remember, real estate got hit very hard, as did the savings for many retirees. And, you know, God bless Americans who try to be responsible, even to sacrificing their own debt, their own assets, rather, to pay a debt off. There is a quality of character in that willingness to sacrifice what is most precious, which is the future savings that you're going to rely on for retirement, to handle a debt that you took on in order to be honorable. So the challenge is that if you draw out of your retirement savings in order to handle a debt, yeah, you can reduce your debt here, but then you don't have enough money to retire on, and then you may not have a job, or you have a job that's paying you less, which makes it more difficult to manage the debt later in life, and you don't have the nest egg. And I think for a lot of Americans, they experienced that. There were many, many, many Americans who lost their homes. Many lost their jobs, and many have not been able to recover. So if you are in a debt situation, here's my simple suggestion, and I borrow this from Dave Ramsey, who is a talk show host. You've probably heard of Dave Ramsey. I'm an endorsed local provider for Dave Ramsey on the real estate side. In other words, Dave and I have been to Dave's house in Tennessee. I know Dave. Dave knows who I am. And, you know, we're not close friends or anything. But Dave will send me to people like you who actually listen to him to help them buy and sell real estate because he trusts that I'm going to take good care and follow his principles. And one of those principles is the debt snowball principle, which is when you have debt, pay your debt off. Pay the smallest amount of debt off first. So you kill the debt and you start to clean your house versus trying to bite off the big head of the snake by trying to pay off your mortgage first while you're carrying lots of other things. Pay off the least amount of debt first and just start killing that. Kill it with every little bit that you can. And then once you've done that, you'll relieve yourself of that monthly burden for that debt. You can then apply that monthly burden to the next debt. And so on, and you start to be able to pay this. And it could take you a long time. This doesn't happen overnight. But with diligence and prudence in your spending habits, you can kill your debt faster. You can amortize it quicker and put yourself in a position of having cash rather than having to pay somebody else and make somebody else their money through your debt. You can start to accumulate your own money and bring money in by having money, which is ultimately what I think we all want to be able to do. Agreed? Hey, virtual reality is being introduced to improve the lives of senior citizens. And there's some new, really emerging benefits. This is just from reducing loneliness to transporting the infirm to far-flung places without the need to travel. Virtual reality is enhancing the lives across the globe. So There's a wonderful, they call it Viarama. V is a retirement community, which I visited in Scottsdale, and they've got them around the United States in different places. But it's a very nice retirement community in Scottsdale, Arizona. I definitely recommend a visit there. So the Viarama tool is this ability, a 360-degree camera to capture experiences. So they filmed a live band playing Frank Sinatra with the musicians and a crowd of actors dressed in 1950s clothing. And the user experiences the music as if they were sitting in the front row and feels transported to another time. Does that not sound pretty cool? So in April of this year, the company has rolled out Mine DVR 2.0 in partnership with HTC's Accelerator program. I don't really know what that is, but essentially these are two wonderful programs that bring about new experiences, virtual reality, improving the lives of senior citizens. Well, I got an email from a contact at the Alzheimer's Association who's been encouraging me to organize a team to do the Alzheimer's Walk in Washington, D.C. Now, I did this last year for the first time. I highly recommend, just again, an opportunity to build momentum and a conversation around Alzheimer's as a disease. And there are many, many Americans, stars and football players and otherwise, who are all gathering around the issue because we can relate to it. I lost a guy, a friend of mine, who was in his late 60s and got dementia. Turns out it was Alzheimer's. And he was gone in just a couple of years. It was just an awful and devastating disease. So if you haven't done any research on it, I definitely encourage you to check out the Alzheimer's Association and the Alzheimer's Walk coming up in October here in Washington, D.C. Well, that wraps it for The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM, WMAL.